The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Contentment, follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're pouring yourself a cup of coffee, maybe having a little lunch or breakfast, whatever time of the day it is for you, but we're out here to have some fun in the great outdoors. I had so much fun this week. I was on Captain Tony's boat twice, Monday and Wednesday, and we spanked the salmon. Oh, wacko, wacko, wacko. I just kept spanking him, salmon. One of the gentlemen, Eric Anderson, on the boat, a friend of mine from Boy Scouts, he took a 19-pound Chinook, and he said, I noticed you didn't grab the rod real quick. I said, yeah, because that's a long line. That's 300 yards out there, guys. You're going to have to crank that in by yourself or 100 yards out. And, you know, he's just like, oh, my arm hurts me. I go, well, welcome to fishing in the Great Lakes. So we had a great time, a lot of laughs and stuff like that. And, you know, weather's changing a little bit, which is good. I mean, some places up in Michigan got really hammered. We're going to talk about that in the last segment of the show. But remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app or go to the website Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the podcast. You can hear today's show. You can hear months ago or today, a week ago, whatever. And we love that. Or you can subscribe for free. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 on. You can listen to us 24/7 and like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you'll never know who is going to call in when we're on the program. You got to write that. Okay. Hey, on this week's program, we have a really, well, hopefully Captain Tony will be calling us in if he's not netting a fish or something that early in the morning, but we hope Captain Tony will call us and talk to us and give us Lake Michigan report. Then Doug Idy from Inland Guide Service in Wisconsin, he specializes in Delavan and Geneva Lakes and all the species in them. We're going to talk to him. After we speak with Doug, we're going to shoot on over and hear from Violetta Talley, a great female angler who fishes local tournaments, regional tournaments, does seminars, and so much more, works with high school kids, teams and things. She is just a fantastic fisherwoman and a fisher person for the great outdoors. But we're more excited is to talk to her about the two-person tournaments that she was in that had no electronics on the boat. So you're on a lake you've never fished before, and it's like old-time fishing. You got to love it. That's the way to go fishing, if you ask me. And then in the last segment of the program, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report and a few other tidbits of news from the Departments of Natural Resources and a lot more. Where? On Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, I can hear the telephone ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Who else? It's Captain Tony, as always. How you doing, buddy?
We're sitting on the dock of the bay, waiting for fish to come and play. That's what we're waiting for, John, to wait for our bites here.
Oh, I know you're waiting for your bites. And hey, thank you very much on that 19-pound king that that friend of mine caught on your boat on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Eric did a good job on that, that fish. It's amazing. You know, they're starting to show up now. Hopefully our king season will be fantastic like last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you don't have to catch 20 of them big guys, you know, two or three a trip. You know, those are sweet fish. They're big, a lot of meat, you know. And of course, you know, we're still seeing some coho and the Lakers, and there are rainbows starting to show up too. So it's going to be a mixed bag coming up here.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we had eight fish, but that was those eight fish that we got in a couple of hours weighed more than any of the times we limited out earlier in the spring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're chunkers, you know, you're talking, you know, 7, 8, 9 pound cohos, mm-hmm. and with a bonus king like that, it's amazing, you know. We're starting to go offshore,
mm-hmm.
the lake has changed again, you know, warm weather, winds, it changes the lake daily, so, you know, start at point A, go to point B, you know, you start finding fish and bait, work it, you're getting bites, never leave fish to find fish.
Never leave fish to find fish.
Right.
That's it. We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
There you go. There you go. I think I'll make them up.
Yeah. Never leave fish to find fish. Well, it sounds good, Tony. We're sticking with the same spoons, green flies, you know, white spinners for Lakers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically big paddles, you know, spinning gloves for your Lakers down deep. You can always use a smaller one. You know, I was using a chrome blade the other day, which white fly on it. He was working pretty good. Cohos are up high the first 60 feet,
mm-hmm.
I would say. We're starting to see the hook flea, you know, the long tail shrimp that clogs your braids,
mm-hmm.
and all your other stuff. So it's time to move the wires, and that'll help you get your fish in, because that stuff clogs your lines and you can't reel the fish in through the guides, you know, it clogs them really heavy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Tony to get a charter set up and get it, it doesn't, you know, if you get a half a day off from work, go in the morning if Tony's got the time, really.
And yeah, I got a handful of trips left for July. I got some, I think I only got a few mornings left on the weekends, so I got weekdays. Call me at area code 847-366-0741. And if I'm not answering, we're probably netting fish and pretty busy. So leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Sounds good. Well, give me that phone number again, Tony.
Area code 847-366-0741.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Get that rock. Get that rock.
Get the rock. Get the rock. And fish on. Fish on.
Fish on.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, guys, be good out there, good fishing, be safe with these winds coming up.
Yep, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Papa was a fisherman. Papa was a fisherman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we've crossed the magic border into Wisconsin, folks, this morning. And we're talking to Guide Heidi, who has a great inland fishing guide service. Guide Heidi, how are you, my friend?
Good. How have you been? I've seen the pictures, and I've seen you on Channel 7, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And let's just say we have an outdoorsman talking to people who don't do a whole lot in the outdoors. And every time I do something there, I intrigue them more into coming into the outdoors.
Wow. Where you live. And the one thing that caught me the most when you started the interview on Channel 7 was when you said, we have Lake Michigan in our backyard.
Yeah.
Lake Michigan is a gem. I mean, it's a world-class salmon fishery. It's the only lake I know. When you get down there in March or April, you can see the bottom in 25, 30 feet of water. It is just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, besides, you know, salmon, there's, you know, you got perch, rock bass, a lot of northern pike. Even muskies are being caught on Lake Michigan. And then you know, I'm not going to say there's a lot, but there's been more and more walleye showing up in the Illinois waters and the Wisconsin waters of Lake Michigan. So, I mean, there's constant growing there. But you're guiding two of the most popular rented teeth this morning, okay? But the two of the most popular lakes, you work on Geneva real hard and you work on Delavan real hard, right?
Geneva, from what I've been told repeatedly, is the busiest lake in the state, and I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's say this. I love my 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. trip, and I like my 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. trip. That middle of the day, I try to talk people out of it sometimes.
And when when I've been on Geneva, let's just talk about Geneva to start with, Heidi. And, you know, I'm fishing for largemouths, smallmouths, bluegills, perch. I love perch. I just wish they were a little bit bigger, but I'm catching perch. And, you know, what else? Oh, the only thing I really haven't tried for were muskie, which is going to get better, and lake trout. Those are the only two I really haven't worked on Lake Geneva. But you're taking your clients out, and you're showing them and how you have to adjust throughout the year. Fishing, you know, okay, the smallies are done spawning. The largemouth are done spawning. They're moving a little bit deeper edges. So you have to change your plan of attack of what you're doing, right?
Well, everything's always a seasonal pattern. Let's start with the moneymaker right off the top. You brought up muskies. We'll just start right there. Muskies, I run the first couple of weeks of the season when our season opens out the first Saturday in May. Water warms up. They get a little bit tougher. And they don't do good in real warm water when we're bringing them up from 30 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
You get them above that thermal climb, the release, and that's not so great on them. So I don't mess with them again until... Usually I like to see the surface water get down below 70 before we start messing with them again. And then we chase them until about the middle of December.
Mm-hmm.
Once my hand starts freezing on the reel when we're casting, it's time to put the boat away.
Or the icicle on the tip of the rod.
Yeah, usually it's time for me to put the boat away. But usually as a rule, I can go through the whole pattern. Early March, we've been pretty much ice free lately. Usually the first lakes I go on and the first fish we target are, we go to Lauderdale and we target crappies. Then we give Geneva a couple days or a couple weeks to warm up, and then we go over there and we start targeting crappies and gills, and with the occasional delvin mixed in. A lot of it depends where somebody wants to go, and usually we get into April and then I don't really care where we go.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get our season opens, usually about the first, second week of May, delvin's bass bite, largemouth bite, mm-hmm. gets to be disgusting. It is unreal. I could put people in the boat that have never had a fishing pole in their hands, and it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
We're just going to crush it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've just started transitioning. We're still on delvin for largemouth and pike, but we're starting to make our transition over to Geneva more and more. As right around the 4th of July, somewhere in there, we'll start being on Geneva, and I'll finish my season there. I'll quit going to delvin.
Mm-hmm.
My smallmouth are a little bit deep right now, which is fine. It's kind of weird, though. Right now, you know, you start fishing some of the deeper structure, deeper edges, and you see them on the locator, and you see them 2 feet off the bottom, whatever. We've caught them suspended crappie fishing out there. We've caught them 12 feet down crappie fishing in 30 feet of water the last couple weeks. Still catching them on the bottom. I'm still catching them in 8 feet of water throwing for largemouth. So I think they're a little bit confused, but that's okay because our mother nature's been a little bit confused.
She sure is confused.
Yeah, I don't want to say nothing, but if I could actually talk to mother nature, I think I'd tell her. I think it's called Zoloft or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's some medication, but...
Well, I always said mother nature is not that beautiful woman with a white flowery lace dress walking through a field of daisies. Mother Nature is someone who she wears leather chaps, rides a Harley, and will whoop you up the side of the head.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what Mother Nature is, guys and girls. She is in charge.
So, and like you said, all of our fish are spawned out right now. Mm-hmm. So our large... I got to get over it. That's good.
Yeah. But, you know,
what's that?
No, I said, you know, the fish are spawned out. So you got them working from, you know, the pike and the bass and stuff from moving a little bit deeper. But then you got these behemoth bluegills with shoulder pads on.
Oh, my God. So I'll make the long story real short. Saturday night, we had that tornado. Mm-hmm. And I know you watch my Facebook,
yeah.
My personal page. You know, I put the trees were down, all of that. We got out there at 9 o'clock at night and cut the trees out of the road, helped a couple of my neighbors out, you know, cut trees out of their driveway and that, and had no power. So I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I drove into town and got coffee at McDonald's. I come home and my neighbor says, "What you doing?" He said, "Oh, it's too hot to be in the house." It's like, all right, well, it's too early to fire up the chainsaws. So you know what any other red-blooded American would do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go bluegill fishing.
Yeah.
You know, we've only got 12 hours of trees to cut, so mm-hmm. we might as well go catch fish. And my neighbors just moved up here from southern Indiana. We took us a couple spots. As soon as I got it tuned in, we laid into them big pumpkin seeds and the monster bluegills.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a 50-year-old man. He was like a little kid. He's like, "Oh my gosh, look at this one. Oh my, dude, it's the same as the last one you caught." "Yeah, but look at this one." "Bro, it's the same as the last one you caught." "Yeah, but this one's bigger." "No, bro, I'm telling you."
Yeah.
It was so fun, and it was great to get a little bit of relief. I mean, we were out there. There were boats floating that didn't have people in them.
Mm-hmm.
They came from the piers. There was chunks of wood from the piers. There was lawn furniture. I'm like, it's definitely a different kind of morning.
Well, there's just added structure to the lake that day, you know?
Yeah.
But
we came across the lake. He's like, "Why are you going so slow?" I was like, "Did you see that freaking chair right there in the middle of the lake? That big plastic chair?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I don't want to hit one of those."
But now the bluegill that you're catching, are they sitting in about 5 to 8 feet of water now or what?
No, sir. My bigger gills are starting to push out on the edges.
Oh.
Sunday morning, I fished them 18 to 22 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, my brother was fishing them, same thing, and then he said he was a little bit deeper on a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a good bite right now. Once I'm in them and on them, we're not even moving the boat.
Yeah.
And what's really nice is, as big as the seeds and gills are right now,
mm-hmm.
it's more of a matter of, hey, how many do you want to clean?
Yeah.
And we've been really blessed. I've had customers that have, you know, 8 or 9 of them, and I got a meal. That's all I want. Perfect. Well, we'll do that, and then we'll go catch something else, you know? So we're not, at least not getting a lot of pressure from my boat right now.
Now, the walleye, because like you said, you're transferring, you're moving a little bit off of Delavan and going hitting Geneva more. What the walleye, it's just because of the boat traffic during the day, they really are night or very early morning fish, right?
So, say you were coming up for walleyes, I'd actually try to get you to start at 5 or 5.30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd tell you the truth, at 7.30, let's do this for a couple hours. It's going to slow down at 7 or 7.30. If it's overcast and nasty, I can catch them all morning. But if it's how it should be in the summer, bright and sunny,
mm-hmm.
usually by 7.30 or so, they're done.
Mm.
So, and it's no big deal. So we got a few walleyes, and well, let's go either bluegill fishing or let's go bass fishing.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a bad day. You know what the heck?
Now, absolutely. It's trying to explain to somebody, though, oh. Hey, we're going after them. We got to go early.
Yeah. Now, you people can come in and go with you, and if they want to bring their rod and reel, that's okay. But I have learned, Doug, is that just use the gear you have because you've got it set up. You've got it all set up.
I got it set up exactly what we want.
Right.
And I don't want to step on anybody's sponsor's toes.
No.
Okuma, one, gives me the boat. There's, one takes very good care of me. Okuma takes amazing care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the number two tackle manufacturer in the world. Everything in my boat is Okuma.
Mm.
So I'm putting you in some of the best product in the world. I'm putting you in the best boat that I can put you in for inland waterway.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't bring your stuff.
Yeah. Bring some sandwiches, bring something to drink, bring your raincoat, bring your fishing license. But I've learned so many, you know, it's, every guy I go out with, many years ago, I just said, why am I bringing anything? You know, they want you to use theirs because A, it works. B, he's got it set up. He's got the right line, the right fluorocarbon, the right this, the right jigs for the bluegill, the right crankbaits for the walleye, the right stuff for the smallmouth and the largemouth. And then we're going to go chase some, you know, muskie or whatever. And
Someday we'll talk about
it. When you get in my boat, everything's tied for what we're doing because I've already had the conversation. I know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have everything's tied. Everything's ready. Even if I'm running three trips in a day.
Yeah, one.
Everything is set up. Everything is ready. We're good to go. When people bring their stuff in your boats, a lot of times I'm cutting lines. I'm retying stuff. This is frayed. This is bad. Here, let me fix that. Well, that takes all away from time that we're not fishing. I'd rather just get you out and get you home with nothing but memories and nothing's an issue on your end.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, and that's the important thing. It really is because, you know, the people are enjoying their time with you. They're having a good time. They're learning. And they're seeing a beautiful, magnificent, you're seeing a beautiful lake, a beautiful area. And yeah, you're going to probably go, oh my God, somebody lives in a house that big. But
I had a customer, good customer of ours, a good friend, Dr. Colquette.
Mm-hmm.
His son's going to North Dakota playing football. And I said, hey, buddy, when you get that big contract, if you buy one of these houses out here, just let me park my boat on your pier one or two nights a week so I don't have to take it home. I'd be real appreciative of you, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey. Just remember us small people, you know.
Yeah. Everybody, we're talking with Guide Heidi from Inland Fishing Service here. And he fishes so many of the lakes there, but he's really been concentrating on Geneva and Delavan the most and doing a fantastic job of all species, not just one or twosies, all species in these lakes. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you to say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show, how do I set up a date to go out with you? What do they do?
262-993-7729 or guideidefishing.com.
Okay, guideidefishing.com. That's IDE or call 262-993-7729. And yep, you're going to have one heck of a good time with Doug. And go ahead.
We're going to try to do everything we possibly can to mm-hmm. make you have a good time.
Oh, yeah. And once again, I'm going to give those two numbers out, my friend, okay? It's 262-993-7729. Give him a call, or you can go to his website, which is, I'll let you say that.
GuideIdeFishing.com.
Yep, that's IDEFishing.com. GuideIdeFishing.com. My friend, I hope to see you soon. We'll put a line together.
Absolutely, Chauncey. We need to stay in touch a little bit more.
Yes, we will. Okay, buddy, we'll let you go.
Hey, enjoy them grandbabies next week, buddy.
Yeah, I will. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us, hey? We know the outdoors. Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard. And no one can match this special program, and Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think, the new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Remember, today's going to be the last day to get up to $4,000 off on a low boat. That's right, on a pontoon boat or fishing boat, call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 to get more information on the Spring Fever Sales event by low.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun, jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
All them people sleeping in their fishing camps, some out in the pup tents, some out on the grass. They all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his worm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm excited because I'm going to be talking to one of my favorite anglers, favorite human beings, and a good friend, Violet Talley. Violet, how are you, babe?
Hey, how are you, John? So good to hear you and hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Violet is a tournament fisherman. She does all kinds of things for numerous companies to help them out, to promote them. She does things with kids, high school fishing teams. Whether they're young boys or young girls, she wants to get more kids. Especially, she likes watching the more younger girls fishing. I know she does. But she was part of a fishing tournament that you want to, what was the name of that tournament that I'm so excited about again?
It's actually a tournament I never heard of. It's run by the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation. And it's an annual bass tournament that they do. And it's opened up to a lot of people. And it's an interesting tournament I had never been to before. And it's on their grounds, and they have several lakes. So it was actually brought to me by somebody, by a member of an organization that I did a seminar for. And it was the only female in the entire organization. And she says, "You know, I have an opportunity to do a tournament. Would you do it with me?" And I said, "Sure." So it's a tournament where there are no electronics. And you have to be in one of their boats. And basically all we had was a John boat and a trolling motor. Mm-hmm. I had no electronics. I had not been to the lake before. You don't know what lake you're going to be on until that day. And they had a series of, I think, five major lakes. They have a lot of smaller lakes. They have five major lakes, and they're all gravel pits, so they're deep water. So it's not like you're just going around a bunch of docks and hoping for the best. I mean, there was deeper water at play, and without a depth finder, you're like, well, how deep is it?
Mm-hmm. You know?
And, my depth finder was the jig on the other end of my line. Well, so I kind of had to, but to me, it wasn't really out of the ordinary, because that's how I learned fishing.
Yeah.
You have all that stuff.
And that's exactly it. The, you know, this tournament, I call it, I'm going to call it a skins game. Because it's when you...
Yeah, that's a great
name for it. When you, you know, picking up, growing up as a kid, you're playing, you know, football or basketball, your shirts or the skins. Okay? And it's right, a skins exactly. game. So here you are. You're in a tournament just like, I'm going to say, 80% of the fishermen out there. I almost said 85%. That'd probably be more right. Who don't have all the electronics. You get in a boat, whether it's your boat or a rented boat. You go out there and you just have to fish the way you were taught to fish, the way you looked at a lake, the what you saw. I was so excited when I read this, the note that you sent me. I was like, oh, this is what I want. This is the tournament I want to be in because it's just so cool. Because it's really your skills as a fisherman that is going to be bringing you fish into the bucket.
Exactly. And you can't find tournaments like this anymore. If they are, they're like little ones, little side things.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do this. They're like, well, I got to at least know what the depth is. Well, we didn't even have that. I mean, I think there was one of those little black and white, very faded little contour drawings that where you couldn't even read the depth lines on the side of the boat. So, and that boat's been very well used. Mm-hmm. And the trolling motor, I think it only had 2 speeds, really fast or stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was powered by one little lithium battery. And it's not like it's just they didn't have the money or anything like that. It's just that it's a conservation area
yeah.
where you think, oh, they got stocked lakes. You know, they got stocked lakes. I don't know if people know about the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation. I don't know a ton from them, but I did my, my hunting course there. What is that called, Sean? So where you have to get your, when you're at a certain age, you have to get your course before you can
right,
get the hunting license.
Right. You're getting your card. You're where you went through hunter safety card. Your hunter safety.
Yeah. Thank you. So I didn't know about the place and I went there for a hunter's card years and years and years. We're not going to say how many years, but years mm-hmm. ago. And I thought, wow, what a cool place. It's in Dundee. And I go, okay, this is interesting. It's in the middle of nowhere. But it's the DNR does a lot of classes there. They use their facilities. Scientists there, biologists, they have stock yeah. lakes, hunting programs.
Yeah,
huge history to it that I don't even know.
Yeah, they do. They do huge amounts of research and yeah. also, and it's a well-heeled gun club also.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot, and then there's a membership, and it's a pretty prestigious membership. You need like references,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff to get in there. But what I was lucky was I did a seminar for the Del Webb Sun City Anglers, and they're a phenomenal group out in Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to come and speak for them, and they're like 100-something members. And I remember going in there, and they were so cool. They asked me to talk about local fishing because they had local ponds that they fish in. Just local ponds. And they said, Violet, we noticed that when you were in the Chicago show, you talked about local fishing. I had a seminar called Fishing in Your Neighborhood. And that I know pertains to a lot of people who don't have a boat. They shore fish. They yeah. don't have electronics. I grew up pond hopping. I grew up, you know, and there's amazing fishing ponds and local rivers. The backyard fishing we have is that you don't have to go to Canada. You know, you don't have to go south. There's great fishing around you. Yeah, it's a little tougher, but if you can figure it out, you can figure it out pretty much anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I did a seminar for these guys, and there was a female in the group. She was one of the officers, and she was, like, really learning. She was awesome. Her name's Lori, and she's learning fishing, self-taught on her own, loves to fish, and she's getting good at it. And she comes up to me, she goes, so I'm part of this Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation member, blah, blah. They have a tournament coming up. I've never done a tournament. I've never done anything like this. She's more of a beginner in fishing. She goes, would you do the tournament with me? And I'm like, oh, that would be great. I had no idea what it was. But she asked, what a wonderful and honorable thing to do. I'm like, wow, that's sure asking me to come to a tournament. Sure. Why not? I don't care what the details are. I was like, the bass tournament, right? She goes, yeah. Okay, great. Well, we got that out of the way. And so she, and as it came closer, she gave me some write-ups on the lakes. But you know, your general stuff. Oh, you can throw a jig or a spinnerbait or blah, you know, the usual things. Nothing in particular, nothing mind-breaking. And then she's like, well, we don't know what lake we're going to be on until we get there. I said, okay, that's kind of cool. And then when I saw the boat, I go, oh boy, one of those little paddle boats where if you stand on it wrong, you're sideways, and the whole thing moves, and there's an anchor, but the line is too short because the gravel pit's too deep.
Right.
And so there was nothing, and it was windy, there's nothing going, and then for the only girls team there, I think it was like 40 teams or something like that, it was huge, and it was nice, and you came in and drew your number, and now, trying to do certain lakes, they stock bigger bassins. Certain lakes, they stock more muskian. But it didn't matter. It's just like the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
So we ended up on the lake that was not a big bass lake, from what we were told. And granted, even though it's a stock lake, it was not easy fishing. Everybody knows that. Even in a stock lake, it's not easy fishing. These fish are still pressured. There's barometric pressure, weather, all that stuff. And it was. It was a big bowl. And there was some shoreline stuff, but there was a huge drop-off, a lot of grass. And you couldn't see. I mean, it was clear to about 10 feet, and that's it. And we couldn't see the fish because they were so well hidden. And we caught a few on the shoreline in the morning, like I thought we would.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped catching, but we saw everybody go around the shoreline. And I said, they're deeper. And she goes, oh, really? And I said, yeah, they go deeper during the day. And she goes, we don't know how deep we are or where they're nothing. I said, that's okay. My jig will designate that. I said, that's what I did on the shoreline of the Fox River or at Blackwell Forest Preserve or wherever I was. I didn't have electronics. My lure had to be my depth gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were going to be on the bottom. And I had threw a heavier jig on. What I do is I throw it way out in the middle and bring it up the hill. And as soon as I started feeling the transition from gravel to grass, they hit it.
Because
I knew I'm looking for the transition. And it changed throughout the lake, but as long as you just threw it out in the middle and brought it back in, it took some time. But also now I was catching 3 and 4 pounders.
Yeah. But this is where it comes.
The fish that we had were smaller, got bigger.
This is where your ability as a fisherman, but also you don't have all the fancy electronics. You don't have I always wanted to have a tournament with all these great professional bass fishermen and have no electronics on the boat and say, go catch a fish, guys. That'll freak them out.
Exactly.
But see,
I understand you have to have depth because you don't want to run your boat on anything. I said, but where are you running? I mean, you can see your two eyes, the water's clear, whatever. I mean, depth is a safety thing, but it's like, if you take it all away, you got nothing. And what you say, well, where's the wind blowing? Where's the cover? And where's the deeper water?
Yeah.
I mean, and then you just, you have the appropriate gear with you. And and actually, to be honest with you, it's kind of liberating because. Even I don't like sight fishing and I don't like, bed fishing as much because you see what's going on. I like the mystery of throwing the lure out there and maybe I'll get a bite. Maybe I won't.
That's because
it's that raw natural behavior.
That's because you became the little girl with the can of night crawlers and a cane pole again.
Staring at the bobber.
Right.
You never knew.
That's what happened.
I love that. Today I love that. Mm-hmm. I can do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And see, that's why I said, I got to talk to Violet about this. This is so cool because, you're back to the point of looking at the shoreline, looking at nature, looking at the water, seeing if there's any weeds. Look, as you said, using a jig to find bottom. Oh, I got some weeds right there. So, all right, so we must be on the edge right here. You use your skills of observing, not looking at a screen saying, there's a fish there. You use your skills as someone who likes nature and the outdoors and puts it towards fishing. And that's how you caught your fish. Congratulations. There you did good. As we say in the south side of Chicago, you did good.
We took third place with the only female team. There were no other females. But here's the thing. What's funny is the first place team had electronics.
Ooh.
I know. So I found out a little. Granted, this is Life Foundation. It's not like an MLF tournament or Bassmaster. They did have rules. They had a biologist that was checking everybody. It was also by inches.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much by weight, but of course the bigger fish are always bigger inches. And the biologist would come over to everybody's catch. They had one on every lake and they measured, they monitored everything going on. So there was literally somebody watching you the whole time. So it's not like you could cheat, but one of the stipulations at Max McGraw is you can actually use one of your own boats on the facilities, like as a member, as long as you dedicate the boat to the facilities for that year, because they're going to check the boat and inspect it and clean it and do it to make sure you don't bring anything in, but it's got to stay there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the gentleman, I should say unfortunately, I mean, it's rare, it's okay. The guys who had won first place, and of course, they got everybody, was they had electronics, and they and you could see them. They were on it the whole time. They had the your forward facing sonar, and they're looking. And of course, and now that doesn't necessarily guarantee a first place. I have it. I do seminars on forward facing sonar and sonar, all that stuff. It doesn't make you necessarily a better fisherman because you still got to know what to look for,
right.
And why the seasons and the time. Are you looking deep or shallow? You can scan the whole lake and waste your entire time scanning before you find them. And I've already caught 20 pounds of fish while you're scanning.
Yeah.
Because I already knew where to go and from my experience. But they did get more, but here's the thing, it was also by inches.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just upgrading. They knew where to upgrade. We had to go looking for our fish blindly when they had a direct view. So yeah, so I still feel proud of that though. I still came in third place against people who had electronics. You know, we still made the top three and we had the plaques, which is awesome. And Lori is more of a beginner. And it's funny because everyone's going to making fun of her and say, oh, you brought in a ringer. I go, I don't have electronics in John boats. I usually know my depth. I've never seen this lake, let alone been on it.
Right.
That's so it was okay. My first time on that lake. So when I'm looking at the shoreline, when we were going around, that's the first time I saw it.
That's cool.
So, but in a sense, that was exciting. I liked it.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Hey, Vi, if somebody wants to follow you on in the electronic world, whether you're fishing or seminars or whatever, what's the best way to, you know, keep track on you?
The best thing is I got Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. I got them all.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually just Google my name, Violetta Tally. You have to go Letta, so Violetta.
Mm-hmm.
Two T's and an A. Violetta Tally. Just Google me and I will come up. And you'll see my Facebook, my Instagram, whatever. You can also go to Facebook and search for Violetta Tally, because it's Violetta Tally on Facebook. Instagram, same thing. I got Violet Outdoors on Instagram, but again, if you search for Violetta Tally, I'll come right away. And TikTok. I started the TikTok finally for Chauncey.
Very good.
I'm going to try to start doing some video, because I've been a little shy, and I need to stop being shy.
Oh, you're shy. Okay.
On video. Yeah. So I got to do more with you, Chauncey. You do a great job on the video, and I need to get back on it. I need to get with the times and do it.
All right. Well, Violetta, I'm going to let you go. And I know you need to go fishing and do some work and everything else today. And I just want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Thank you, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure. Always.
Cool. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard. And no one can match this special program. And Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think, the new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there.
Hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let's get into this whole last segment because, man, we got jammed in here again. This is our fishing report from my grandson, Aiden, up in Western Michigan. He says, Papa. And oh, by the way, this is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, where you can get a great deal today on a low pontoon boat and save up to $4,000. Ask him about the program. It's really a good deal. Okay. 708-798-9700 is their phone number. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Aiden writes, Papa, I have a perch alert, perch alert, perch alert. Oh, okay. For the St. Joseph area. We went down there and we were in 20 to 45 feet of water in the boat. And we were catching perch on minnows and small pieces of shrimp. The salmon guys said they also did good that we met in the at the harbor, but they were fishing in 100 feet of water with spoons, and most of the fish they caught were coho salmon and steelhead. The water around the pier, it was just too warm, and the fish that we saw there were catfish and sheephead, but they were fun to catch for those guys. We're driving in right now and listening to the program, so I'm excited about going fishing with my cousins every day next week. Aiden, I got to work sometime, you know. I guess you want to go fishing every day next week with Papa. So that's pretty cool. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Remember, special financing on a lot of boats, and even on this low, you can get a $4,000 kicker discount on a low pontoon boat qualifying program. Okay, give him a call, find out. Other area lakes, let's talk about this. I mean, the weather broke, so we're all pretty happy about that, so I'm enjoying it. You're seeing a lot of bluegills are being caught on Whack'em and Stack'em baits. The little ones, that those are the best ones to use. White, pink, black, those are my choices I would go with. So morning bite is better than a midday bite or an afternoon into evening bite. In the Cook County Forest Preserve, spinners are working well for largemouth bass at Bullfrog and Papoose. Maple Lake had some pike caught on some larger roaches, kind of like in the middle where it gets a little narrower. Tampere, crappie off the north side of the peninsula. That's the kind of like where the there's a pier that juts out there, an access pier. You can try that spot too. Bluegill on small baits and small slip bobbers on many ponds in the forest preserves. Braidwood Lake, chatter baits for some bass. It was which one to work with. Cut bait, stink bait,
Johnsonville, brats, pretty much anything you want to put on a hook. Catfish have been hitting them the last couple of days down there. Up on the Chain of Lakes, we're seeing some decent activity going on. Bluegill, because it's that time of the year, folks, they're, oh, boy, are they excellent. Go bluegill fishing. That's fun. Small ice jigs, waxies, whack 'em and stack 'em baits are good to go with. Try about 5 to 7 feet of water around any kind of structure you can see close to the shoreline. Catfish, I like anytime, and they make a good meal. Roaches, night crawlers, stink bait, those are what I would pretty much stay with right now. You're seeing some walleye at night, and that activity is very good. Anywhere there's current, though, you have to find the current spots for the walleye. That's the key with them. You have to remember that. Find the current, and you'll be much better off. Up at Lake Geneva, one of our very busy lakes around here lately, northern pike fishing is, I would say, decent, and it's starting to get better on the deep sides of the weed lines. The fish are going to be moving to deeper water real quick here because that water is just, it's going to get lit. You're going to get a thermocline, and it's going to be a little bit cooler below that, and that's where they're going to be hanging. So you're going to have to go down to some deeper baits, do some, you know, get that lead on the bottom of it so you can get it there, do some jigging down there and get some of those bites because it's going to be good. Rock bass are in about 9 to maybe 11 feet of water right now. Walleye action, if you're going to do it, you better do it at night. That's really what they're saying on the chain. And if there's a little bit of wind, okay. If there's more wind, the fishing's going to be better. So remember that, okay? Largemouth bass, drop shot rig, 12 to 15 foot of water is definitely what I'm going to play with. One of my good buddies, cameraman at ABC News, said that he was fishing the Fox River. This is the southern end of the Fox River. And he says, Chaunce, oh my gosh. He goes, I had a 40 smallmouth day. Ranging from, you know, 10 inches to 15 inches. And all the baits came on surface baits over the weeds because the river has a lot of weed in it. But he said, you bring it over those weeds and those smallies come up and mack it. I said, ooh, thanks, Paul, for that report. I appreciate it very much. You know, you heard Captain Idy. He was talking to us about bluegill around weed lines. Activity is good. Bass fishing is very good also on Lake Delavan right now, so let's not pass that up. Northern Pikey says it should be getting better. They're going to get into a summer pattern. You can sit on them then. Big bobber, big golden roach, and hold on to the rod. Didn't cover all the fishing reports that I wanted to because, whoop, I can hear the flute playing. And when the flute plays, it must be coming to the end of the show. And with this week's Native American proverb, I'd like to leave you one from the Tuscarora Nation. This one I haven't used in a while. I like it. It says, those who have one foot in the canoe and one foot on the pier are going to fall into the water. Those who have one foot in the canoe and one foot on the pier are going to fall into the water. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we got. We're barring it all. See you next week, everybody.